Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. The business sector has voiced concerns as the federal government petitions the Fair Work Commission for an increase to the minimum wage. Labor wants a rise in line with inflation. However, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Andrew McKellar says it should be capped at 2%.
The fact that in the past 2 years its increases have been above inflation, the fact that productivity growth has been weak or negative in the past 12 months, we would say, that points to an increase in the minimum wage, which should be not more than 2%.
Aussies are losing millions to online cons, with Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp being major targets. Security companies Imperium found nearly 100,000 scam attempts on Meta's platforms in just 6 months, while the big banks are demanding tech giants take responsibility and step up the fight. Queensland police are searching for a missing 15-year-old last seen 9 days ago in Coorparoo. She was last spotted wearing all black, a short sleeve top, baggy cargo pants and Nike runners. A major Sydney port came to a standstill last night after a pro-Palestine protest blocked access. The crowd, estimated to be around 100 strong, targeted a ship belonging to Israeli company Zim. Officers charged 19 people with obstructing movement and causing a public nuisance. And New South Wales is considering scrapping mandatory COVID vaccinations for healthcare workers. There are talks between unions, health workers and local health districts to assess if the jab remains necessary. The Saints are fighting for star forward Max King to avoid a one-game suspension for a high bump on Collingwood's Finn McRae. King faces the tribunal tomorrow night, with the Saints hoping to get the penalty downgraded to a fine. Essendon's Peter Wright also finds himself in hot water, facing a rough conduct charge. And Aussie duo Alex de Minaur and Alexei Popperin are through to the third round of the Miami Tennis Open after victories. De Minaur now boasting more wins than any other man on tour for the season.